right, that was today's guest, Montreal's Lake of Stew, and their tune, The Dalai Lama, off of their album, Ain't Tired of Lovin'. It looks as though that's all the time we have for this week's episode, so I'd like to thank the band for coming into the kitchen today, and also you, the listener, radio baking along at home. Well, take care, and we'll see you next time. Each episode of Let's Get Baked is created and produced by Matt Dunlap, Dave Ewenson, and Tom Westall at the Allen Street Kitchens in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Original music provided by Brent Randall. For more information, visit our website at www.letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, your host, and we just heard the second track off Eric Hove's CD called Sound Clash, which is going to be my feature for today. Last week I was in here and I walked into the station, and the Luke Meat, who has a show on Wednesdays, he's like, dude, check your mailbox. It's been ages, I guess. So I walk in there, look into my mailbox, and the bottom of my mailbox had caved in because there was so many CDs in there. So this CD happened to be one of those CDs that I found. It's the debut album, which was released in June on FND Records. And all the works from the CD are original, written mostly by Eric Hove, who, by the way, is originally from Vancouver, but is now working out of Montreal mostly. So, like I said, most of the works are his compositions mixed in with some improvs. There's a lot of turntablism, as you've heard, involved as well. So the music is sort of a mix of modern, you know, sort of jazzy scene with a little drum and bass vibes. And who is in this band? So let's see. Eric Hove plays sax, and then P Love does turntabling. Miles Perkin is on the bass, and Martin August is the drummer. Okay, so I'll be playing a few tracks from that album. for the rest of the hour, mixed in with some pretty cool tunes. Now, last week, sorry, I'm feeling really Monday today, if you know what I mean, so kind of slow. Last week, I did play a track done by The Thing, which was a cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars. And as I was saying, it kind of reminded me of a track that The Bad Plus did on their album called Prague, which is also a cover of Life on Mars. And totally different approaches. This one is probably more identifiable as being the David Bowie song. But I thought I'd play this one this week as well. So I'm going to be playing that. And then after is another track by our feature. It's the first track from their CD called Transfer Error.
Thank you. I like my boys. Pedal Revolutionary radio program is alternating Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, all human power is welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my pretty legs, because they let me ride on a bicycle.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host. Up next, I'm going to be playing something by a band called Hecuba from their album Sir, which came out really recently. They're from LA on Manimal Vinyl. And it's a duo, Isabel Albuquerque and John Beasley. And I don't remember where I read this. Okay. One person said it's like M.I.A. meets Yoko Ono. and actually, I will be playing some Yoko Ono later. Like how I tied that one in. Yeah, wasn't even intentional. Anyway, the track I'm going to be playing from their CD is the third track, and it's called Tom and Jerry. And following that will be another track from our feature, which is Eric Hove from the album Sound Clash. And that will be called Nine Lives.
Shop royalty, come into my life in digital 3D, actual 3D. But your mansion, a stone, is hardly a home. Till you're finally alone, I guess you'll never know. No, no, no. Stack it up, brick by brick, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, and you just don't stop, and you just won't stop. Blood on the tracks, freedom ahead. I'm keeping track, freedom's ahead. Supper was eight, blood on the tracks, freedom's ahead. I'm keeping track, my freedom's ahead. We'll be right back.
is Jerry. He's my Tom, and I'm his 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 Jerry. He's my Tom.
Thank you.
right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 from UBC. This is your host, Robin, and we just heard Nine Lives by Eric Hove off his new album, Sound Clash. And, okay, I've had a really musical weekend, I guess. On Saturday, I went to the last of the series of the Solus concerts for the Vancouver New Music Festival. And it was fantastic. It was like a 3-hour-long concert featuring Zenka Dionova on piano, and she played amazing. She played a bunch of stuff from the 1950s to the most recent piece she played was written in 88. And then Jack Blanc did Kurt Schwitter's Sonata of Primordial Sounds, which I'll talk more about in a second, and then Pascal Galois on bassoon, a whole bunch of stuff from the even 2000s, so really recent music. It was awesome. And Jack Blanc's piece that he performed was really cool because, let's see, his background is a little bit in sound poetry. So he's coming from that slash playing saxophone as well with the free improv kind of stuff. And realized that working with vocal noises was even, you know, more accessible because you didn't need a little metal instrument to work with. So this was like definitely the best part of the night for me. And I actually found, I wasn't going to play this because I didn't have it planned out, but I actually found a little excerpt online of this piece was written by Schwitters in like between 1922 and 1932, so it's quite old. And I thought I'd play you a bit of that, and you'll see what I mean, because it's I can't really describe this music, this kind of thing. You have to hear it. And I have to say, there was a little girl who was sitting near the front of the, by the stage, or, well, she was sitting in front of me anyway, and she was just so cute, like, laughing the whole, almost the whole time, and people were laughing. It was just great. Anyway, I'll stop talking now, and I'll play a little bit of it for you.
I'll now also present one movement from the famous Ursonata, or Sonata in Primordial Sounds, by Schwitters, written in the years 1922 to 32, and which has the form of a classical symphony or sonata, and second movement called Largo and Scherzo and Presto. And the first movement which I'm going to present has four main themes, which you will hear repeatedly summed up one after another, and then like deconstructed and put together again from the isolated syllables and made variations on it. So this is the first movement of Kurt Schwitters Ursonata. Fem spovete ce u pagif kie de desinten rrrr I en piftil to til juka o dil rrrr bebe dil rrrr bebe fimspa rrrr bebe fimspa bebe fimspa vate ba fimspa vate ce u Fims povede ce u pagif kie, de desin rrrr I en piftil to til juka. Rinse kitte baby in skermud, zi oense di urin skermud, rakete baby, rumpf til to. Zi oense di urin skermud, zi oense di urin skermud, rakete baby, rakete bece. Fims povede ce u, utse ti bebe fims. Rakatarin, sekatarakatarin, 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 sekatarin, 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 Rakatarin, sekatarakatarin, 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 sekatarakatarin,
So that's a little excerpt from what I heard on Saturday. I mean, it's not recorded. Monday. Anyway, that was part of Kurt Schwitter's Sonata of Primordial Sound performed by Jack Blanc, which is who I saw on Saturday. That's what I'm trying to say. So after that three-hour-long concert at the at the Scotiabank Dance Center, I went to 1067, which was like across the street and down two blocks, for another concert. It was a little bit too much near the end of the night, but whatever. So that was really cool. But I managed to get a list of what is playing in the next month at 1067. Lots and lots of exciting stuff. So here is, okay, November 1st, Iron Zoo is playing. And I think they've been around for quite a while, so that should be good. And the 7th of November, Michaela and Sekula are playing, as well as on the 8th, Bruce Friedman Trio. And on the 14th, which should be an excellent show, Stephen Lyons, J.P. Carter, Giorgio Mendonci, and Kraus and Muta, they will be playing, doing an improv set. And on the 15th, The Inhabitants will be playing, which is who I'm going to be playing next. And the 21st of November, Bruce Friedman, Tony Babin, and Dylan Vandershiff should be good. 22nd of November, Bent Spoon Trio this time instead of the duo. So that's a really packed concert month for November at 1067. That'd be really sweet. So yeah, like I said, next track by The Inhabitants, from their newest album, which came out last November, The Furniture Moves Underneath. And it's their second full length on Drip Audio from Vancouver, of course. They're an instrumental four piece, if you're unfamiliar, with JP Carter on trumpet, Sky Brooks on drums, teaming with Dave Sekula on guitar and Pete Schmidt on bass. And two of them are from Fawn of Tigers. So anyway, I'm going to play my favorite track from that CD, and it is called Kurt's Dirt.
We'll be right back. Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. And you're listening to... this is Robin, your host. Okay, let's see. We're almost finished for the show today. And coming up at 5 is News 101. And then at 5:30, Career Fast Track with Philip D. Followed by Some Sound with Henry S. at 6 p.m. And 7:30 is Radio Free GAC with Gary K. And The Jazz Show airs at 9 with Gavin Walker. And at midnight, Vengeance Is Mine airs with Trevor Fielding. So next is the last track I'm going to play for the show today from our feature album, which was Eric Hove's album called Sound Clash. And this is his fifth track from that CD. It's called Sleep and Dreams Part 1, The Hypnagogic... yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
looks like I ran out of time for my show to play the Yoko Ono, and I had like 3 or 4 other pieces I wanted to play. Oops, that's okay. Next week. So tune in again next week. Anyway, to end the show today, I will be playing a song from the album Dinosaur People by Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People. Sorry, the album's called Dinosaur Power. I want this album. I featured it a little while ago, and the music is really original, and it's hilarious. Mr. Rich from Brampton, Ontario, is also the founder of the Brampton Indie Arts Festival, which is held in February if you happen to be there over spring break or something. Anyway, the song I'm going to be playing is called Goodbye Monday, and it's the 5th track on that CD. Anyway, I think that's going to be it for The Rib for this week. And this is Robin, your host, and thanks for tuning in. I'll be here again next Monday at 4 o'clock.
I knew a guy who tried to light his wife on fire, and when the fuzz arrived, they called his wife a liar. I live off the land, and I'll cut off my hand and plant it in the sand. Water if you can, and the tree of me will grow up to the sky and give you the finger forever, she cried. And goodbye, goodbye, Blue Monday. Goodbye to you, my love. And goodbye, goodbye, a man of God. He is not a man of God.
He is not a man of God.
Following is a live presentation of CITR News.